This is Aspen Public Radio. I'm Elizabeth Stewart-Severy. The city of Aspen first adopted a climate action plan in 2007 with a target of an 80% reduction in greenhouse gas emissions by 2050. City staff has promoted energy efficiency, increased mass transit, supported a bike share program, and more. These actions have reduced emissions, but Aspen's population kept growing, and those reductions have been somewhat lackluster. Chris Mengus is with the city's Climate Action Department.
Even with a ton of action, 10 years of really driven action in Aspen, with our growth, it only reduced emissions 7%.
That's only a fraction of the ultimate goal. So Mengus and his coworkers have developed a new plan, a bigger plan, with 48 action items to start really tightening the belt on emissions. Laura Armstrong says one approach is to work collaboratively with other governments, businesses, and utilities in the region.
For these actions really to be realized, it's going to take all of us working together.
What kind of expectations do you guys have?
So the really cool thing about this climate action plan is we were able to look at really specific strategies and actions and model out if we did these items, where would that get us? And what we found is that by 2050, we can get emissions down to 71% below 2004 levels.
So that's a promising finding because that's 71% with what we know right now. Mm-hmm. So that's the technologies, business models, and practices that are available today. All we know for sure about the future is that we don't know everything that's coming, but we do anticipate new technologies, practices, and business models will be available over the next 30 some years. So if we see that we could get to minus 71% today, we think that over the time between now and 2050, we'll be able to bend that down even more, and that 80% actually is achievable.
What will people see or smell?
So hopefully they'll smell less exhaust. Hopefully what this really looks like is less traffic and congestion, more people on bikes, or more options to get from park and rides into town in ways that are really convenient for people. I think it also looks like spending less on your energy because you're using it really efficiently. It looks like, you know, we're sending less organic waste to the landfill. So we're not filling it up as fast. We're saving money for taxpayers. And we're also reducing our emissions because we're composting more and we're getting the organic components out of construction and demolition waste.
Okay, thanks for being here. That's Chris Mengus and Laura Armstrong with the City of Aspen's Climate Action Department. I'm Elizabeth Stewart-Severy, and you're listening to Morning Edition on Aspen Public Radio.